Okay, we're holding patches nuts over here, and we're up to, I guess it's page 752, if you're on the page, and or it's patches of Naziris. The first one is going to be a chinuch. The chinuch speaks about the inyan of Naziris and some of the elements of it. Mishosha mitzvah, hakdama. So let's, I guess, preface his hakdama. Mitzvah of Naziris deals a lot with kind of mortifying yourself, denying yourself wine, which was a very, very important part of their, it was more than the diet, it was sort of the lifestyle. And so I guess of all the mitzvahs of the Torah, this is the one that most sharply deals with taking things that are permissible and moving away from it, because it's something that is not, that's just not, it's not conducive to Kedusha. So you have the cutting of the hair and the wine, and this is a topic that he's going to speak about. Because we find in this world a creature that has in itself both a physical and intellectual element, which is man, in order that this creature, as it is, should be of praise to God, in other words, reflect God's greatness, that this creation should have all the possibilities and all the ability to take from everything. If not for this reason that God wanted us to be part and parcel of the physical world, in terms of our soul and mind, we're not different than angels, and there's no reason why we should be stuck in a context that's so jarringly different than who we are. In other words, let's explain. It's not only that we, that it happens to be physically located. The mind is physically located in a body, and if you kill the body, the mind goes with it. It's deeper than that. The fact that, let's say, the smartest, intelligent, deepest person has an appetite, and he's hungry, and he can get into food big time, and so you have this great mind with depth and intelligence and high intelligence and sensitivity, is still indulging in things that are so coarse and physical and forget about being proper or improper, just so at odds with what he is. But that's what it means to be ensconced in something physical. But as far as the mind, the pure mind of a person, that's something like the angels. But because Hashem wanted us to be part of this world, we have to live in a physical environment, meaning not only just, in the brain, in the mind and the brain. It means our whole self is involved in something physical. And we don't have the option to opt out. We have to take care of ourselves. You have to cook, eat, mind your household things, and so on. If a person doesn't take care of himself physically, he's gone. So we have no choice. We need to be involved in the physical world. Being that's what man is, b'chol eish yuchal sichol lemayt avodas achoyim v'yosim magam mosel avodas koine os toivlei. So he must separate need from that which is not necessity. So I need to take care of myself. I need to eat, to drink, to be clean, to have a place to to live in all these things, because that's the only way possible to be over there, Kadosh Baruch Hu. But I need to draw the line between what I need and just getting drawn into it. First, I want to stop a minute sort of note a point about this. When we talk about us versus the way other religions, specifically Christianity, I guess, might view certain things, we don't believe that the avodah of a person is to deny necessities, but rather it is to define necessities as necessities. So just like, let's give an example in eating. Let's take religion out a second. Eating has two extremes, neither which is good. You have the glutton and you have the anorexic. Neither the two are good. And because both of them, their personalities have become enmeshed with the eating. The person who's a glutton, is eating becomes his source of pleasure, and instead of food just being a way to supply his body with its needs, it's become the reason to live. And for the anorexic, it's the opposite. It's the denying himself. I saw actually a very cute t-shirt that a huge, heavy person was wearing, and on the back, it says, "Congratulations, I've defeated anorexia big time." Neither of the two, because both of them have made food part of their life. The person who does it right is the person who just, he approaches food as a need. What do I need to eat? What's good for me? What's healthy? And I go on. So he says, so a person needs to be sure to supply his needs and not to neglect them. So it's to supply his needs only without neglecting. The Gemara says an individual is not allowed to, you know, go through and do mortifications. The Gemara says that there's a chiyuv to keep it alive. When the person says, don't be too much of a tzaddik, and don't be over smart, because you're going to become destroyed, that's what it means. And that's very important to understand. Let's put it in context. It says, God's ways are pleasant, and its pathways are peaceful. So what it means is that Hashem's mitzvahs and kiyum mitzvahs is in harmony with the world that he created. So if a person finds his practices beginning to take its toll on the person, then he's doing something wrong. It should not be at loggerheads with the world. So al tzidkus harbe means if your tzidkus is taking a toll on the self, then you are doing wrong. There's too much of a good thing. It's a guide. The Torah is given to bring out the ruchnis in a person, but the body was made to fit that. So, for instance, let's say a person, if a person has a car, and he uses it to haul rocks, and it takes its toll on the car because the car was never made for it. The car, if when you use something for what it's made, it should ideally function at its optimal. V'zui k'dushas ha'nozer malosay. This is what the Kedusha says. Banicho melechas ha'chomer. So the Torah picked two elements that a person enjoys, but rather it's something that he doesn't need. So drinking wine is a pleasant activity, but it's something that we don't need, and therefore a person accomplishes a drawing away from the physical world without it being destructive, physical world. and growing the hair, it's interesting because different shittas speak about what is the inui of the hair. Most seem to indicate the shaving of the hair, but bottom line is, hair, a person cares a lot about his appearance, the hair is very important. So neglecting it that it's overgrown or undergrown, in either case, is not good. And therefore, what he's doing is basically he's drawing away from physical activities that are not important. The mile of this is that the Yetzirah is able to subjugate the Yetzirah through it, but it's not destructive. It strengthens the seichel. So a person who draws away from luxuries, it increases his brain power. A person who eats too little loses some acuity of his brain. A person who stays away from junk food, arguably he's in a better, too heavy of a meal, too fat of a meal, too sweet of a meal, it's also not good. You know, when a person does it right, it sharpens his seichel. And not only because physically, I don't know, whatever it is, the fat, the energy, the sugar, but simply the person's not in a mood of indulgence, he's focused on seichel. Kvod Hashem Tishlov, v'yiskayim v'yishazeh kavonas habriya, mibli hismayit avodah seichel alboro, eshit v'chomer shabo. And the person becomes the realization of what the Taz Habriya is. Taz Habriya was that a spiritual entity survived within a physical reality, and he uplifts it. I saw from the names of different people, so I assume it was fairly universal, that somebody wanted to sort of work on his type of eating, so he poured a lot of salt over his food. He oversalted his food. So I forgot who it was. I've seen different names in places. He told him that it's very not healthy, so salt's not healthy for you, so you're ruining your health. He rather advised him to undersalt his food, to take all salt out. He said, that way it's not at all damaging to your health, and it accomplishes the same thing, that there's no flavor in the food. Varaya, she'inyan gidl hasaru kimoike mipnei achnos hayetzik mashamayinu, mashamuz chazal benazesh ve'kama. He wants to bring a raya that the growing of the hair is also for that reason. So he brings a famous story here, we'll say it in short, that Shimon HaTzadik said he never would eat a nazir, the asham of a nazir tameh, the karma of a nazir tameh, because he said people would get into zirus and they would lose it and they would not get out of it, they'd become very, very upset and they would say they wish they never did it. So he felt there was a veir-like. But he said once he saw a very good-looking nazir came to him, and he had long, beautiful locks of hair, and I told him, why do you want to destroy this hair? Because at the end of the year, he's going to shave it off. He said, well, I was a shepherd for my father, and I took a look in a well of water. Those days had no mirrors, so the closest he got to a mirror was a well. And I looked at myself and said, oh, you're so good-looking. I have some plans for you. So I told my Zahara, why are you so arrogant? He said, I'm going to be rotting in a grave one day, and this is all very ephemeral. I make a shvua that I'm going to cut you off, l'shem shemayim, which means naziris. So he says, and therefore, Shimon HaTzadik said, this is an appropriate reason for naziris. Less three lines in that paragraph. That's why we're told to shave him clean. And he's not allowed to leave over any of it. Either overgrown hair or totally shaven hair, that destroys a person's, it's damaging to a person's image. Today, Bizmanis, I'm not sure, people go here very, very long and they also shave everything down, and both of them are considered to be attractive, so don't know if it's Megevus or Nazir Barakoponim, that was Nazirus. Now he says like this, you're going to ask me a question. It says that the reason Nazir is supposed to bring a carbon is because he denied us of wine. He says, no, this I have an answer for that. Being, we said before, it's a balance. A person needs to reach an optimal point where his body is preserved in the best way possible, and anything else is discarded to allow for the mind to completely expand. He said, in the denial of the Zeros, maybe there was something destructive. For instance, let's take an example. There are luxuries in life. And admittedly, we could do without chocolates and stuff like that. But if a person were to completely deny himself, there's a part of the person that might still need it. And the person would walk around depressed or upset or whatever it is. And then the person is taking away from the ability to function. So Nazirus is the delicate balance, and since you're playing with something very, very, very crucial to a person's functioning, therefore there's room for a carbon kapara that maybe what the Nazirus I accepted on me didn't allow me to fully express everything. So the Ramban says al derech pshat a different pshat. He says ke inyan hu. He says the opposite, and it's not the opposite in a sense, it's just a different facet. He says somebody was a nazir for a tkufa, 30 days at least, and he experienced a much higher form of spiritual life. For him to turn around and to become a again a regular person, there's something about it that is an avera, and or it's something that needs a kapara at least. It's interesting. It's just a thought that you have. It almost is inevitable. We have high moments in the year, Yom Kippur. So everybody reaches a peak on Yom Kippur, and nobody can continue that peak on all year round. It's almost, I guess sometimes you ask a wealthy man to make a very, very special effort to donate this year, and he comes up with, instead of his usual 25,000, he comes up with 100,000 because it's very, very special. Come back to the next year and say, listen, I see last year do 100, there's no reason why I can't do 100 this year. He gets very annoyed. So it's kind of, I was on Yom Kippur, and now I'm being asked, so why isn't tomorrow Yom Kippur and the day after Yom Kippur? Well, I all that was because Yom Kippur was Yom Kippur. So why do you expect the next day to be Yom Kippur and so on? A person who's in yeshiva years, and he's very, very into it, very dedicated, very committed. There's going to be a drop down, just the nature of things. He's no longer learning all day. He's no longer in a cocoon of a yeshiva. He's outside and dealing with people and facing people. So, like, what's the expectation? I mean, so I'm thinking possibly, it's a thought of mine, that what Ramban means, it's not so much an avera, but at least recognize the distinction. In other words, just like when a person makes Havdalah, it's important for him to recognize the unique Kedusha of Shabbos, and Shabbos was distinct, and everything afterwards is chol, and yes, chol is blasé compared to Shabbos, but that helps to recognize Shabbos. When a person's Yom Kippur, and then Motzi Yom Kippur, he recognizes, it is now, like we blow a shofar to signal, it's the end of Yom Kippur now, that helps preserve the chshivas of Yom Kippur. The chatas, it's not a real chet, but it's built into the system, of Nazirus is, to recognize that I'm stepping down again. And yes, I may have this right thing to do, but at least it helps you recognize the Kedush that was. then we just bring here Ramban, which says that point in just that the person should have actually done it. And again, I think what it means is that A, it's a recognition of what was. Secondly, it's also, there should be some change afterwards. It's like, if you went through a good Yom Kippur, the next day is not going to be Yom Kippur again, but it'll be something better than the day before Yom Kippur. Okay, let's see a few more to be shown him here who speak about Naziris. It's the same page on 754. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, wine is something which in itself is not bad, but it brings on a lot of chatoim. A person becomes loose, a person becomes out of control, and when it starts to get sour, the fish is more daiga. The libo nicht nabes Hashem yisim nuvul besarei. So he says that the growing of the hair is something which it's associated like with avelos. It's the person feels he's got weight on the shoulder, so to speak. The Machiah says here a point, and it's in the Kabbalah's form, kind of. It's the following way. Different elements in a person's body represent different essential qualities or points about the world. The hair is something that's not a physical, integral part of the body. It's sort of the doesn't have, you know, it's not, doesn't have a nervous system, doesn't have blood vessels. It's kind of dead stuff that grows, and not particularly anything useful as such. So the hair is seen as being the mosos. It's as if you have extra stuff and it squeezes through. So the hair is, quote-unquote, the extra material pushing through the body. And that, so it represents anything which is excess and mosos, so the person needs to get rid of it. Sfarno, Miyasha Yazif, lo yisagif asim bitzon, he says he shouldn't, he should not fast because all it does when you don't eat all day, especially if you don't have a coffee, you can't be over the Hashem, and your davening goes down the drain, your learning goes down the drain, it's actually people go down the drain. So fasting a lot is not going to help you go over the Hashem. And he shouldn't go around hitting himself the way different heads of other religions do. And if you really think about it, it's in some ways there's a certain adrenaline that makes it easier to do crazy things. So crazy, wild, over the top things, while nominally more painful, more difficult than that, are definitely things that are they're not good for the person. He said, restraining himself on small things but insignificant things is like wine. He says, here he has something which takes him away from Yitzhara and yet does not allow, it doesn't weaken him and so on. I want to give an example. Let's give him something else. You have all sorts of fringe groups that in order, like for Inyanim of Kedusha, they dress with 1,001 veils and glasses and dark glasses, and all sorts of things to sort of completely, I don't know, out of it. And it carries within itself, besides the fact that you kind of look nuts, it also carries in itself issues, obviously. For a person to be on guard and to be able to walk and not to look where he shouldn't look, but not in a way where he wraps himself in six layers of garments, but he just loses control of himself. He doesn't look at what he doesn't have to look, and his mind is someplace else. it takes a lot of self-control, but it's so far greater and much better than the person who's completely, who goes the other extreme. If the person is able to do it in the context of the physical reality, the person is a lot ahead of the other people. And that's a very, very, it's across the board. People will either be big balataiva and indulge in whatever it is, or the next step is to go to certain extremes which carry the problems within themselves. To have that healthy, difficult moderation, meaning being able to moderate the activities and control them with self-control, is probably the most difficult, and that's the Avodas Hashem. Let's see one more piece in the Rambam Amar Nevuchim, where he speaks about the refraining from wine because of how disgusting being drunk is. He says, "Hayayin dina k'din amazim mechavana." Ach, so wine in moderation is regular eating and drinking. People in those days ate and drank. Wine was part of it. Ach, hakibutz alashtiyah mishakeres, to get together for a drinking party. You ought to consider it much more of a busha. More than people being naked in a house together and indulging. It says, imagine people being all undressed and doing what they need to do in a public place. You would say, oh my gosh, this is as depraved as can be. But it has to be the case. At least it's a body function, they need to do it. But drinking is a choice that a person makes to do something that the body didn't push him to do. So he says, and the issue with Arias is an ideal, but he says, but where drinking destroys a person's mind and body, that's something that a person's deepest instinct should rebel against. But lezetzach misharoyteli es adam shagisav leidavavoy. So he says an extraordinary, and it's something that, I guess it's a more nevuchim that many people don't wish to learn. He says drinking is two terrible things to it. First of all, it's not a normal, when a person indulges in relationships that he shouldn't, so the drive, the sexual drive is in a person. And it's there, and it needs to be there. So it's a question of just holding it at a certain point, and that might be difficult. Drinking is not at all a need, there's nothing pressing your inside. It's a decision that you want to go crazy and like the looseness of it. Secondly, the gnai of arayas, the fact that all these things are wrong, you can't translate it into physical, simple terms. It's something we recognize, but it's not inherent. Drinking, that it destroys a person's body and mind, and by the Rambam, something destroys the mind is a terrible thing. That's something that the very sacred person should refute. And that's why anybody who's a bardas needs to stay away from drinking in a way to get drunk. You know, the normal drink people, that was part of the meal those days. That was the norm. But anything that was past it in order to lose yourself is something a person needs to stay away from. I would obviously extend it to drugs and other substances as well. Today, where drinking wine is not part of the meal, might be, where a person is doing it for that reason, that would also be in that category. Okay, well, hold it.